Hello, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop on 91.7 FM WNJR, Washington, Pittsburgh, and I'm on the line with Mark Slaughter. Hello, Mark. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm excited to catch up with you in advance of your show here at Jurgles on May 20th.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I've got a few shows in front of it. I'm going to be doing a show down in Florida with a couple of friends of mine, Gunnar Nelson and Eric Martin. Then we have a Slaughter show the day before at Rocky Point, Maryland. And then we're going to rock it in Pittsburgh. We love Pittsburgh.
Excellent. Well, I know you guys have been on some recent Monsters of Rock cruises, so we've seen you there. But for those who haven't seen Slaughter lately, could you fill us in on who's in the band these days?
It's still Dana Strum, the original bass player that I've been with a million years and then some. And Jeff Blando, who replaced Tim Kelly once he passed away. And we have a drummer named Zoltan Cheney, who's been in the band for 5 years. So that's a pretty guilty party.
Yeah, well, I, for one, am definitely hoping to catch some action shots of your drummer, Zoltan, at the show on Sunday. How did you discover him?
Our guitar player Jeff Blando knew him for years ago, and he also actually used to work with us in Slaughter as a crew guy. He's
okay.
A phenomenal drummer, great talent, and we're really glad to have him on board. He's certainly a carnival of drummers. If you haven't seen this guy play, you got to come check him out. He's awesome.
Definitely. Well, I wanted to talk to you about your new solo album, Halfway There. I've just gotten music yesterday, so I'm going to ask you to fill me and our listeners in about the album.
The album itself is about a year old at this point.
Okay.
And I wrote it and performed on it and produced it and arranged it, all the above, played the guitar and the bass on half of it. Had a drummer friend of mine that I grew up with in high school, played the drums and mixed it, and it's a great rock and roll record. It's an old school, great rock and roll record that's available on vinyl, of course, download, and also in CD form. And it's called Halfway There, the record. And, there's some good rock tracks on it, and there's the title track, Halfway There, is certainly, it's a... song that's connecting with a lot of people.
So, can I ask how you approached the album? Did you approach it any differently than you would a Slaughter Band album?
Not really. It's just that I'm wearing more hats. It's about the songs, ultimately. Any record producer or writer is looking for the songs to sound the best that they can. And that's really where I'm at with it. It's not like one of those things I'm just trying to go, look what I can do, which is, like a lot of the really amazing players do out there. But, if you're a musician and stuff, I think that you'd appreciate some of the sides of it. It's complex, but simple in other ways,
Sure. So are you doing any touring with your solo material or strictly the Slaughter Band shows?
I'm doing Slaughter Band show, but in the back half of the year, I'm going to be doing a lot of acoustic performances as well as some solo dates.
Okay. Will you be doing those in the States or elsewhere?
Yeah, in the States. Last year, I went to Peru and did some shows. It's all over the place. There's no just set standard of where it's going to be. It's just kind of like get out there and promote the record and... ultimately, it's to make music. I mean, it's a weird time for musicians right now because there's really no way of, people just don't go buying CDs anymore because those are even disappearing. So it's turned into a download world, and it's certainly changed a lot of aspects of this business. But if you're an artist, you create art, and you continue to make art regardless of the climate of what it is,
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't, completely write off CDs yet. I've heard a lot of feedback recently where people want physical discs and people are actually choosing not to buy new cars because they don't have a CD deck in them anymore. So we might see a comeback just like we have with vinyl.
Let's hope so. I mean, either that or people are just going to put aftermarket stereos in their their vehicles. I mean, that's another way around it, but yeah. It's certainly not, they're not making it easy for the musicians, that's for sure.
Right. Well, I also wanted to ask you, something I find interesting and a lot of people may not know is that the rest of your band also performs live with Vince Neil. And I wanted to point that out because there is a show here at the Meadows Racetrack and Casino not far from the radio station on July 6th where they'll be performing. How do you juggle sharing your band with Vince?
When Vince is playing, I actually try to book other gigs, with my solo band. It's a totally different thing. So we just try to go out there and just work,
Yeah.
So it's good for everybody,
Good. Well, it's certainly a way to keep everybody busy, I guess.
Yeah, it is. And it is what it is. And my guys enjoy playing the Motley stuff. And certainly it's a good part of all of our lives. That music, but for the most part, I just keep doing the Slaughter stuff and then keep incorporating new music so that anybody wants to hear it, it's there, downloadable, purchasable, and bottom line is building a new soundtrack.
Sure. Well, tell us the best way for fans to keep in touch with you and find out about the Slaughter band tour dates and the solo tour that you mentioned as things come up.
That would be on Facebook at Mark Slaughter Official, and also the tour dates for my stuff would be markslaughter.com or slaughterusa.com are the two ways that you can actually find out what's going on in our world.
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to catching you guys, Slaughter, on Sunday at Jurgles, and look forward to bringing our local listeners some coverage of that show as well. So thanks so much for your time today, Mark.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll be seeing you then. And until then, keep rocking.